some species of birds where we know that almost the majority of them are declining, and those are things like aerial insectivores like swallows and shorebirds like you'd see at Johnson's Mills. For forest birds, it's a little bit of a more muddled picture because you have some species which do seem to be increasing and others which are declining. It does seem that most of the species that are declining tend to rely on old forest habitats, which corresponds with what this study found.
So what are some of the examples of bird species that we've seen on the decline in terms of forest birds that rely on these old forests that you were speaking about a moment ago?
Some of the ones we get are often the warbler species. Some of them like younger forests, but some of them like the Blackburnian warbler, which is pointed out in the paper, that do tend to prefer mixed forests that are kind of older and more complex in structure. They have been declining rapidly over the last 20 or 30 years, according to the Breeding Bird Survey data. So seeing something like this in another publication, which takes a different data source, also seems to confirm that and reinforce it.
What about the bird species that you've seen that have actually increased? What are some examples, or what kind of habitats do they rely on?
One species that we've been seeing increasing a lot is the palm warbler, which originally, their traditional habitat is sort of swamps and bogs. But they do seem to now like areas that are regenerating forest. So that kind of mimics the young stunted growth that you get in a bog. So those species have been increasing according to the breeding bird atlases and other data sources. So it's not that surprising to me that we'd be seeing increases according to the methodology in the paper as well.
Just wondering if you could talk about your background a little bit in terms of research and also your experience in the Tanchmar area, which of course is known for its bird populations.
The last 5 years I've been working in Newfoundland as a boreal bird ecologist mostly, so I was part of a group that designed a monitoring program to monitor bird health across the boreal forests of Canada, and I'm mostly responsible for the Newfoundland and Labrador part of that. Previously, I lived in Sackville for about a dozen years, and I worked for an organization called Birds Canada, which at that time was working in the office with the Canadian Wildlife Service and is now in downtown Sackville. And at that point, I was working on many different things. I was running a coordinated project for owl surveys, so running these 18-kilometer routes all across New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and PEI, and monitoring owl health. Health of owl populations. I also participated a lot in the Maritimes Breeding Bird Atlas, which ran from 2006 to about 2010, and other projects as well, essentially all related to birds.
And so the data sources that are used in the study include things that you worked on directly in terms
yes,
of...
Yes, directly, yes. Uh-huh. Both the data from the Breeding Bird Atlas, some of those data would have been ones I would have contributed to it, and also for the breeding bird survey data that was used to compare with the paper's results. Some of those data would have also been ones that I'd gathered as well. So there was a paper that came out, I believe it was in 2019, that showed that there were 3 billion fewer breeding birds in North America than there had been 50 years previously. And many of those birds were from forested habitats, and it kind of outlined deforestation as being a major cause, habitat degradation, and there were other factors as well. It's always been very difficult to measure habitat degradation, which is what's interesting about this paper. Was there a way of attempting to do that? But yes, it's been well established we've kind of known anecdotally for years just by looking at the breeding bird survey trends that many species were in decline. And then since 2019 now, we have actually an estimate of how many fewer birds there are now than there were 50 years ago, and that's approximately 3 billion, which is a massive amount. It did generate a lot of news when that paper came out.
How serious do you think that this kind of loss of biodiversity is?
Well, it's clearly one of the major issues of our time, along with climate change, and they're not, those two things are related to some degree. There is a lot of kind of doom and gloom type of news. There's also some good news as well. So in 2019, there was the State of Canada's Birds was published, and it showed trends for all different bird species groups over the last 50 years. and some species were really declining, like the swallows and grassland birds like bobolink and shorebirds. But other species, and forest birds fell about in the middle of that, but other species like waterfowl and birds of prey, their populations had more than doubled over that same period of time. And that was entirely due to, changes in the way we managed things. Populations were very, very low in the early 20th century because the waterfowl had been essentially hunted in many cases almost to extinction. Also, wetland conversion was a problem, and pesticide use was a problem for raptors. DDT was causing, basically removing the calcium and causing the birds of prey to crush their eggs when they sat on them to nest. But through, banning the use of pesticides and then at more active management, hunting management and recreation and restoration of wetlands, those populations actually doubled over the course of time. So we can do stuff to help this. It doesn't need to continue necessarily on this trajectory. Some of the issues we're facing now are larger scale than, the overhunting or the use of pesticides, which was an easy one because we knew there was basically one cause for the declines to birds of prey, or one major cause. In our cases now, it's sometimes a little bit more complicated, but it is proof that something can be done about it, and not necessarily have to wait hundreds of years to see the result. It can happen fast.